a major question that we face today at the dawn of what is going to be a new Earth is who's been training religious zealots to fly huge aircraft?
Brian?
Yeah, I'd like to actually answer that in three. There are three things that we could know if only the news media, which unfortunately has not been providing enough background on this issue, just moment-to-moment coverage, if we would get enough of this background, we would actually be able to answer three questions out of this very quickly. The first is who did not do the bombing, second is who did do it, and third, who's sponsoring them. Who did not do it, it's very clear from history, are Islamic fundamentalists. Because there are no Islamic fundamentalist radicals in the world today, despite the presentation in the media to this effect. The fact is that all the organizations that are known as Muslim radicals, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, Hamas, Amal Militia, and so forth, these organizations explicitly were founded and sponsored by the various communist parties of the Middle East. They started with a movement known as Islamic Marxism in the 1910s from the Russian Bolshevik Party. It is because the communists discovered early on that it was not possible to sell the Muslim world on atheistic ideas, and therefore they had to cage it in quasi-Muslim talk. But in fact, their ideologies are often Trotskyite or Maoist or Marxist-Leninist and so forth. The people who participate in these movements, once recruited, become fully fanatic communists. And like any communist who, for his atheist instructions, not his ideology, the communist is not allowed to have an ideology, he will go on a suicide mission because he is instructed to. This is the history of communism. Now that we know who didn't do it, let's ask who did. The fact is, for at least 25 years, the largest single terrorist organization in the world, the primary one that the Soviet KGB uses as the conduit for guns, training, and logistical support to a network of nearly 200 terrorist groups around the world, is the Palestine Liberation Organization, the official leader being Yasser Arafat, a self-proclaimed Marxist-Leninist. All the leaders of the PLO are, in fact, self-proclaimed Marxists, Maoists, and followers of Che Guevara, other communist revolutionaries. We did have conflicting reports yesterday with the taking of responsibility for the plane. One from the organization known as Islamic Jihad, which is actually operated by PLO commanders. It is not a Muslim fanatic group, but rather a fully secular Marxist group under PLO control, and therefore under Arafat's control. Secondly, there were conflicting reports on something called the DFLP, Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, another arm under the PLO umbrella. And therefore, comes to the third answer, who is sponsoring them? And the answer is the communist bloc, including the so-called former communist nations. Soviet Russia continues to supply the guns and the training to the PLO, and it is clear an operation of this magnitude and the training that would have been required to make these men able to fly planes under such stressful conditions, not just ordinary terrorists, but expert pilots, they would have had to have been trained by a superpower such as Soviet Russia today, which continues to support them. The head of it, Vladimir Putin, a former KGB officer, so-called former. So the communists really, despite some name changes, are still directly in control, still providing the weapons, the support. And it is a direct assault by the Soviet Union and its terrorist network on the United States, undisguised, in a disguise. 800-55-